This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. It's been a good week. It's been an interesting week. A few challenges along the way, but you know, God's goodness and His kindness was with us. And part of my challenge this year and in the years to come will be to testify to the goodness and playfulness of God. So just a second, I just got a text, and let me make sure that this isn't anything that I just need to step away for a moment. I normally don't do this, but this is a friend, and I just want to make sure that there isn't something critical. Good. Okay. I had a friend I had a conversation with earlier this week, and he had a specific thing he was looking for, and sounds like that got taken care of. So, yes, this week has been an interesting week, but by the same token, the goodness and the kindness of God this week has just been obvious. And I am grateful. I am grateful for that. So, let's see. Since last week, it was World Kindness Day last weekend. I recorded the podcast. Did I record the podcast? I can't remember. Anyways, World Kindness Day was fun. There's an interesting thing happening right now with Cracker Barrel on Fridays. And I'm really debating whether I should tell this story or not. Okay, well, so here's the story. Here's the story. And part of this falls in the genre of we have to recognize where people are and love people for who they are, even if some of the things that they're expressing, you know, are outside the bounds of what we would consider polite society. You know, Jesus, when it's interesting because he had the harshest words for those who were supposedly the most religious. But we really don't have any record of him upbraiding those who would be considered unclean, like the Roman centurion, especially when the Roman centurion comes and says to Jesus, look, you don't even need to come, you just have to say the word. And Pharisees who would not even go in that Roman centurion's house because he was unclean. Jesus is just highly complimentary to the Roman centurion and says, I have not seen in all of Israel this kind of faith. So I'm sure that Roman centurion was a little rough around the edges. And that's okay. That's okay. So things have developed. I think I mentioned multiple weeks ago, at least I did on one of my little videos, that I had made friend with some brothers three of them. One of them is, he's taller than I am, and I'm 6'2", so he's, you know, and he's big. He's bigger than I am. Has a big, long, ZZ Top-like beard. Calls himself Satchquatch. So, he's just pretty rough, but that's okay. So we'd been taking pictures every week and, you know, laughing and joking and carrying on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think that's my car. I think it's the motorcycle in front of me. So, last week was World Kindness Day, which the bit with World Kindness Day is Drag Queen B says be kind. And I have a Queen B costume with all the accoutrements, including fishnet stockings, and heels, and all that. And, you know, women love it. They just love it. So it's a lot of fun. Well, so I had gotten Cracker Barrel, had breakfast with a friend, ta-ta-da-ta-da, getting ready to leave, and I see two of the brothers there, but the older brother, and these are all, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, and they come from a family of seven kids, and they try to get together at Cracker Barrel, you know, every week to talk. I see two of the brothers there, but I don't see my friend Satchquatch. So, Sasquatch. And they said, hey, you know, Mark isn't here yet. One of the brothers said, oh, Mark, I know he'll want to see you. He said, are you leaving? I said, well, I was going to leave a little early, but I can hang out for a while. So that's fine. So I sat and talked to them for a little bit and got a little more information about Mark. Because apparently Mark's Satchquatch, his wife had died in June, and, you know, he's dealing with that and, trying to kind of get through that whole thing. And it was the 12th of November, which was one day after Veterans Day. So I'm just chatting with his brothers, and we're getting caught up, and here comes Mark. He comes in, and I'm like, hey! So we stand up. He said, oh, I gotta show you my pictures. So he had basically hit a bunch of restaurants in a row because they were giving free meals to veterans. And so he was showing me breakfast, lunch, dinner, you know. I mean, he just hauled it in. We were laughing and carrying on. So then we go to take a picture. We take a picture. And he reaches out and grabs my butt. So, which is just guy humor. It doesn't mean anything. And I kind of waited for a minute. And I started going, whoa, whoa. So then he let go. And in fact, in the picture, his hand is down low, and people commented when he made the picture, where is your hand? So, and then just before I leave, he tells the table, yeah, he's got a nice tight butt. Thank you. Thank you. But that's just guy humor. It's just guy humor. And it's fine. Because I'm more concerned about Mark as a human being, as someone who's in the midst of grief. And, you know, frankly, if I sniffed correctly, there was alcohol on his breath at 8:15 in the morning. So he's trying to make it through. And maybe all of this might mean something. Maybe all of this opens a door at least to the existence of something in the world that is kind and generous and loving, something that is worth having in your life. So we'll see. We'll see. I have no idea where that ends up, but we can proceed with kindness and gentleness and love. So this costumes, this week is National Absurdity Day. Oh man, I love National Absurdity Day. So I got all the stuff on last night. It's real funny because it's lots of tulle, hot pink tulle, just enormous amounts of hot pink tulle. And as I was looking through the stuff before it, I put it all on. I was like, so why didn't I use the rhinestone earrings last year? And why didn't I use the rhinestone necklace? And why didn't I... And then I go to put it on, and I put the rhinestone earrings on, and like they just glom onto that tulle immediately. And I'm like, oh, so that's why I didn't do that. Because you forget. But it'll be fun. This weekend will be fun. Have some breakfast schedules with some good friends, and yeah. So that's good. Still working on the spring costume, or the New Year's costume. I'm going a little bit different direction than I thought I was. But that's fine. And I think it'll be fun. So these things develop. You know, I thought I would do one thing, but then I got to thinking, how are you going to sit down in that? And I was like, oh yeah, I got to account for that. So I changed up the costume a little. But the idea with that costume is just really, really simple. Do something bright and happy with flowers. Bright and happy because it's going to be January 1st. It's probably going to be cold. It's probably going to be dreary. People are going to be ready for something bright and happy. So just do it. So I'm in the process. I don't anticipate that I'm going to have any trouble getting that one ready. I've still got multiple weeks here. And it's pretty simple. So anyways, that's fun. I had mentioned that God was kind and good this week, as he is every week, but it was noticeable this week. We had a big deploy on Monday. I may have mentioned this last week. I thought I had all the pieces in place. Did the deploy on Monday. That seemed to go fine. We do have this little grimy bug. One little grimy bug. Haven't been able to chase down. Has to do with image uploads. And can't find it. We'll find it. It'll be fine eventually. If it's not just with some kind of weird internet thing or some kind of weird browser thing. But anyways, in the process of doing that deployment on Monday, there's multiple pieces. So one of the pieces was we had to update the database, get all the tables moved over, stored procedures, get all the rights assigned, all that sort of thing. I had gone in early Monday morning I just had this feeling of, you know, you should go in and just double check the database upgrade script and make sure it has the right stuff in it. Just make sure you're not dinking something else that doesn't need to be dinked. And I was like, yeah, okay, that's great. So I got in at 7:30 as opposed to 8-ish, 8:15-ish. And just kind of scanned through the script. It all looked good. But I noted, you know, where things were positioned in that script. So, okay, great. It came time to actually do the deploy on it. Did the deploy. And then we blew out on an error, but it was way down at the bottom of the script. So all the pieces had been, they had been built, all the tables had been built, all the stored procedures had been built, everything was fine. And so I was talking to the database administrator and I said, well, everything's been built. So I think we're fine. And so I strolled back from his desk to my desk and I get to my desk. And this little whisper says, from Jesus, says, yeah, but all your permissions assignment might be after where it blew out. I'm like, right. And so I spin around and go back over. And I said, can we see exactly where that blew out? So we go and look at it. Sure enough, all the permission assignments were after that point. So we highlight that whole bottom section. We just run that, get that all cleaned up. Because if we hadn't done that, the next step was is the deployment package to go out to K2 would have been run. In the process of doing that, the guy who was doing that would have refreshed the database. He wouldn't have had permissions on all those objects, so that when the deployment package ran, everything would have been blowing up, and then we would have had to go back and get, you know, redo the schema changes again. It would have been a mess. We could have survived it, but it would have been a mess. So thank you, Jesus. You know, thank you for that little whisper of, oh yeah, by the way, oh right. Wander back over. So that was the technical goodness of God this week. But there was also some artistic goodness of God this week. And in order for me to tell you about this, I have to be blatantly honest. But I think it is worth testifying to the playfulness of God to share this. You may have come to a conclusion about me, if you have listened to more than just one of these podcasts, that the boundaries that are in normal people's brains, they seem to be missing in my brain. And the convention and mores about things in society. Oh, this is my good friend. Hold on. So I am going to talk to him. One moment. Okay, so that was important for me to do. So my buddy, who handles all the networking and stuff at the church, we're going to be installing some Blink cameras. There as part of the Christmas thing for the church. The church is actually, the church is putting in a 50-foot Christmas tree. And they're going to do a big thing all of, all through Christmas movies and different activities and that kind of stuff, really trying to kind of, as they say, capture the spirit of Christmas, like from the olden days. So it should be fun. There's just a lot of activities and things that are going on, but they wanted some of these Blink cameras to kind of be able to use them to kind of watch over the tree and those kind of things. And so since I had put in a bunch and the pastor, my son-in-law, had asked me if I could help get those configured, so we're going to get that done probably this weekend. So I was talking to the buddy guy who sets up the networking. We were figuring out what we were doing there. So anyways, I've already checked my mail. I'm already in the garage, so we can just finish up with this story and we'll call it good. So I had mentioned the technical goodness of God. But I have dedicated myself to talking about the playfulness of God as well this year. And there's no way I can talk about the playfulness of God without just being honest and talking about wiring inside my brain. And I may have mentioned this before on the podcast. This is actually podcast, what, number 660? Yeah, I think this is 660. So who knows what I have said over the last however many 12 years. But the fact of the matter is that I don't have what I guess are normal boundaries in people's heads in my head a lot of times. I have enough, hopefully, awareness of social environments and mores and those kind of things that I don't go out of my way most of the time to be intentionally offensive, although some would say that the costumes are intentionally offensive to men, some of the costumes. And if I have a good reason to be intentionally offensive, I will certainly embrace that. But internally, you know, there can be things that are mores in society that really are not moral issues. And if someone says, oh, you can't do that, my response is, why? And because I don't have those boundaries, things that aren't normal thoughts for guys to have. I mean, I'll just like, oh, that's fun. And it doesn't hurt that I'm obviously have got some kind of exhibitionist genes in the mix, which is very strange because I've got my dad's genes in the mix too, which are introverts' genes, but I've got my mom's genes in the mix, which are extrovert genes. And so there's this really interesting combination there. So I should tell you a little story first, and then we'll get to the rest of it. And if this offends you, I apologize. Amazon is very confused about what it should recommend to me because I buy all kinds of stuff from Amazon and the algorithms are just like, they just recommend weird, random stuff to me. Multiple months ago, I opened Amazon and they were recommending to me steampunk bloomers. You know, that were black, satin, lots of lace on them, big ribbons tied in bows, had kind of a corset front on them. Cool looking, fun, just fun. Because I love steampunk anyways. And I kind of looked at them and I went, okay, those are fun. And because I don't have those boundaries in my brain, they're like, yeah, those would be fun to wear. I mean, it's just pieces of cloth. It doesn't, there's not like this big whoa thing associated with it for me. It's just like, well, there's a piece of cloth I could wear. Because it's fun. But the thought came to me, well, but I don't have anything to wear that with. I mean, I can't just walk into Walmart wearing steampunk bloomers. You got to have some context for it or that'll really weird people out. So I just kind of let it go. Ta-da. And I don't know, a couple of months had gone by. Maybe, I can't remember for sure. Well, and then I was putting together the costume for Bowtie Day. Now, the costume for Bowtie Day just has ridiculous numbers of bow ties. And I mean, it's just crazy collection of bow ties. I mean, for instance, one of the things I did, I had some red lace, kind of a rough red lace fabric left over from some costume I had done. And I had kind of a big long thing of it. And so I just pulled that around my waist a couple of times and then tied it into a big bow in back. And, you know, and I mean, I have this weird orange sparkly stretch material that I wrap around my head like a turban. And then I had made like this orange bow tie to go on top. So it's just weird stuff. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason to it aside from the fact it's just a bunch of bow ties. And I was on Amazon as I was in the process of doing that, and these steampunk bloomers came up again. And, you know, Jesus said, we're going to attribute it to Jesus. We're going to attribute it to Jesus. Well, you know, you could wear those bloomers. And I was like, what? Well, those ribbons are tied in a bow, and that makes them bow ties. And I was like, well, I guess that's true. I just ordered it, wore the bloomers. There was no problem. Got compliments. It's fine. So, okay, having that as set up. I love steampunk. Ta-da. Okay, so I'm waiting to do this deploy over the weekend. I think everything's in place. I think we're ready to go. I'm just waiting, keeping myself occupied with whatever I need to do in those moments, staying focused, trying to finish up on the writing sprint, the first writing sprint for book 16, which I did, and I ended up where I needed to be, 70,000 words. You know, just going through the motions, but in the process of that, obviously I'm thinking about the big deploy, and I'm hoping that it's all going to go well, because you never know with technology. And you may recall that 2 weeks ago, it was Dear Santa Letter Week, and I had found a PVC red shiny catsuit on Alibaba for cheap, and I had ordered it not knowing if the sizes were right, and had gotten it on, and had really had to kind of squeeze into it to get it, but that went well a couple of weeks ago as well. People seem to enjoy that, but I mean, it's really red and it's really shiny. And I think it started up Saturday night, where I kept thinking about that red, shiny PVC suit. And then the thoughts started coming to me, you know, you could get a white one of those, because the red one's fun, but you could get a white one, too. And I'm thinking, yeah, you know. Because that could, like, and it's just like things started just one right after another, just, you know, kind of slowly drawing it. Because, you know, you could get a white one, and that could become like a base for, you know, like an angel costume. Okay. okay. And it would be like steampunk. Okay. Sure. I guess that, yeah. That would be fun, you know, because you can make those big mechanical wings. I had looked into the big mechanical wings that have the wingspan of like 7 feet on them. And, you know, they're very cool. I've been trying to figure out something to do with those at some point. So, yeah, no, I could do that. I could do this thing. To the point that Saturday evening, I hopped on Alibaba. And I was looking for kind of a vest type thing. You know, really, what I was looking for is something that would be very form-fitting. Something like an underbust corset that was in white with the silk brocade, you know. And you know, one popped up that was exactly what I wanted. I ordered it on Alibaba. Mind you, at this point, I'm starting to order stuff for this costume. I'm not even sure what the costume is yet, besides some kind of steampunk angel. And I especially don't even know what I'm going to use it for, but it's just like, yeah, get that one. Okay, so I ordered it. This continues on Sunday, and it actually provides me something else to think about besides the big deploy that's happening on Monday. So by the end of Sunday night, I know this thing is a full-blown steampunk outfit. I have found people who have patterns of stuff that I can build out of foam to make like a jet pack for this thing. I've researched these mechanical wings. As it turns out, there's a bunch of people who build their own. There are kits involved. There are people with templates as to how, you know, you can build your own. There's, you know, kits for, or there's templates to build like this rifle that's kind of a mini Gatling gun rifle that I'm pretty sure I can take and modify and put pistol grips on it. So the idea is, you know, I'd have thigh holsters and I had 2 Gatling gun pistols, which of course aren't real, you know, that I could mount on my thighs like Lara Croft. And not exactly like Lara Croft, but it's that idea, the thigh holsters. And I've found sword tutorials about how to make a big sword that I could kind of put behind the jetpack in front of the wings. And all this stuff is just playing out, including, you know, I can make a steampunk skirt, bustle skirt, and get some boots. And, you know, I mean, this, the whole thing is rolling. It's just rolling. Big steampunk hat, you know, with goggles and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, by Sunday night, I mean, I've spent a non-trivial amount of time thinking about this and putting this thing together, and I basically have this whole costume put together as to what I would need to do. And it's a big build. It's weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks because I'm just working in the evenings. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. And I'm thinking Sunday night, I don't have a holiday for this. There's nothing I can, I don't have a holiday. And Jesus just keeps whispering, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. Just keep working on it, it's fine. Okay, you know, so I go and the Holy Spirit and I are working on it. So Monday, I get ready to drive into work. And as I said, I got in early and I was thinking as I was going in. And, you know, then the thought comes to me, well, you know, you could search for a holiday to see what holiday is out there. I could. Maybe steampunk? Sure, sure. Steampunk. So I search for steampunk. There is a National Steampunk Day, which doesn't surprise me. It's very popular. But the problem with that was that it was in June. I think it was like June 10th or something like that. That's right on top of Father's Day. And there's no slop in that schedule in June. And I would have to pull something out. And I just didn't want to do that. So I was like, that's not really going to work. And then the thought comes to me, well, you know, you could search and see if there's an angel day. Yeah, I could do that. I mean, but this is kind of a weird angel costume, you know, a little weird, but, you know, that'd be fine. So I searched for National Angel Day. And of course, it pops up, but it's not National Angel Day. It's National Be an Angel Day. And the idea is be kind, be generous, be an angel. And immediately the thought comes to me, well, they didn't say what kind of angel. I'm like, right, that's the bit. Right there, that's the bit. You know, they didn't say what kind of an angel, so maybe I'll be a little more edgy angel. Maybe I'll be a steampunk angel. And maybe I'll wield this huge sword. That's when I pull the sword out and put it back. And maybe I'll have double Gatling gun pistols. And maybe I'll be an angel that isn't all tied up in knots over gender mores. And maybe I'm gender nonconforming. Okay, don't get all weirded out. It's just a joke. So that's the bit. And people will laugh because, you know, I will be wearing, hopefully, a white PVC suit, you know, with a vest, with huge angel wings, with a jetpack, with the things, and probably a white satin bustle skirt that I'll have to make, which isn't that hard. You know, and there will be this kind of weird combination of stuff. But, you know, angels aren't necessarily gendered anyways like we are. I had a friend this morning, I was telling a friend this morning, he said, yeah, I've always thought of angels as being like K-pop boys because I said, well, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, so that's the playfulness of God. It starts cascading from a PVC, white PVC vinyl suit, cascades into, well, you could make it into an angel. Well, you can make it into a steampunk angel. That would be fun. Yeah, why don't you just go ahead and order that white brocade underbust corset? Because that would be fun. Before I was like, what? No, look, here's all these templates for all these. Look, you could make these giant mechanical wings. How fun would that be? Well, that would be fun. But I don't have a holiday. Yes, you do. And it's the perfect holiday. The problem was, it was like on August the 22nd. Well, I knew that was really close to International Dog Day. And that's the poodle costume, and people love the poodle costume. And I love the poodle costume because of the joke. We need to get some pants on those poodles. And so I was like, that's not going to work because it's going to go over the top of International Dog Day. And then I look on the calendar for 2021, and sure enough, it doesn't look like it's going to work, and blah, 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 blah. And then I realize, wait a minute, this is going to be in 2022. And I look on the calendar for 2022, and the days in 2022 are shifted just enough that, in fact, International Dog Day in 2022 is a Friday. So that takes care of International Dog Day, poodle costume. And then I back up a week to the 19th, which is only 2 or 3 days from the 22nd. And I can do Be an Angel Day. And it was, I mean, everything just dropped in perfectly. And it dropped in perfectly in reverse order. And that's the goodness and playfulness of God. And kindness. Because I really needed something last weekend. It's not that I didn't trust him. It's not that I hadn't done my homework. It's not that I didn't believe we were ready to go. But you never know what's going to happen. And it was just so lovely to have something just to kind of think about, to work on, just a little distraction. And now that where it all laid out is perfect because it's not until August. So, and I really need that time because when I get done with the New Year's costume, I got to map out all the days, see where I am with next year, but I'll just pretty much guarantee you that I will be able to fill up almost every evening for the next 8 months working on pieces of this costume. Because there's a lot to do. But it's going to be fun doing it. And I think people will really love the costume after I get it done. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.